Sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Yeah, and alcohol and whatever the hell else comes to mind, because it's a happy hour. It's Happy Hour Friday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a happy hour Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart, Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort, and a cast of 7s. If you want to get in today, well, don't worry about the first hour because we're just going to be drinking. 713-780-3776 is the number. We can do that in hour 2 and 3. You can get us on Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. And you can watch us on Twitch, which is kind of what the first hour is about.
Numbers aren't there yet, though, man.
Oh, yeah?
Go to 180.
Ooh,
y'all want Tyler to shotgun 180 is like logo.
That's like a Tuesday. So
that mic's not working.
It's not?
No, now it is.
There we go.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. I might be that connection.
Yeah, so go to twitch.tv/ESPN975, and if you want to see Tyler shotgun a Four Loko of all things.
Which I'm glad that they don't have caffeine in them anymore, because I've had about 4 cups of coffee in the past 2 hours, and I don't think that would be a good idea.
You've been working hard?
Yes.
Well, here's the deal. What we've got today, we've got a special day. First, I need to know if Brandon is here, and I need to know if Dr. Intern is here, and I need to know if Charles is here. I need to know who's got to be on the wheel.
Yeah, Brandon is. I saw Brandon here. He just got lunch, so he's probably available.
Okay. We've got the special wheel today. I'll show it to Twitch. The wheel has everyone's name on it. We're going to spin the wheel. We're calling this the wheel of sadness. And there's two spins today. Two spins. Spin number one. What are you doing over there, Nick? You pouring the mega shot?
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Spin number one gets the mega shot, which is a mix of all the disgusting stuff we've got left over. It's the, what's that, the new stuff called? What's
the
our
new
shot
stuff
today that
today
we're all
going
to do here when we get to 300?
Arak Razouk. It is Jameza. It's from Beirut. It is grape spirits distilled with aniseed.
Those are my people.
Product of Lebanon.
Did they say that this was going to be gross? Did you ask someone?
No, I just went with a judgment call on this.
Okay.
I was going to get the Jaeger cold brew stuff, but I figured that would probably be enjoyable for me. So
we're going to have that mixed with the Ghost, which is the Ghost Pepper tequila that we still have a little of. We've got a little bit of the 2B60, which is vile.
Hey, we're doing Middle East relations here. We're bringing a Lebanese with an Israeli.
I mean, it looks like dehydrated urine. Like, it looks like you just haven't peed in a long time.
Yeah.
And you finally pee. Really bad. We've got some Fernet left, and we've got a little bit of coconut rum left. So one spinner is going to take all of those in one shot. Jerry, what's the update?
Hold on, Nick. Don't.
What's the update?
Don't pop
that
hold.
Oh, man.
He might be running late.
Is Dr. Intern scheduled?
Yeah. Charles and Will.
Oh, Doc. That's the mega shot. All right. Dr. Intern, that's got a little bit of all five?
Yeah, except for the one that he just told me not to.
Okay.
One, two, three,
four.
Not this one.
So the four of these. Okay. And we'll add that when it's time. Yeah. That'll probably be in the second segment of Happy Hour. And then we're going to spin the wheel a second time. And Tyler's lucky because there's no chance Tyler will have to chug 2 Four Lokos today. Kickoff brew is this Four Loko. It's fruit punch flavored, which is the grossest flavor to me.
Really? I love fruit punch.
I hate anything fruit punch. It's gross. It's funny because I like Hawaiian punch. I think Hawaiian punch is delicious. But fruit punch flavored things, I often find very vile.
Break the tie, Fred. What do you think?
Fruit punch flavored stuff, yay or
nay? Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Okay, you didn't. You didn't break the tie at all, though.
No, so, but I mean fruit punch. Yes,
you do like fruit punch.
Yes.
Okay, so Fred, maybe you'll be lucky and you'll hit the Four Loko chug.
I hope not, because I can't chug anymore. I'm too old for this crap.
Yeah, so you're. Hey,
I can handle a shot,
you've
but
you've got it, Fred. You've got this.
No,
baby.
I don't.
So Dr. Intern was scheduled to be here at 4, right? Dr. Intern is late.
Cutting it close, Will.
5 minutes late, so his name goes on the wheel a second time. Sucks for Dr.
Actually,
Intern.
6 minutes late.
6 minutes late?
Should be a third time.
Oh, yep. One more time.
One for every 2 minutes.
Okay. Dr. Intern, you got to know better
That's
than
okay,
that, bro.
Will.
I mean, come on. So here's the wheel.
I'll be out golfing.
Well, where are we at? What's the what's Twitch at?
323.
Okay, we're over 323. So Tyler, it is time. Let's go, baby.
When it's time to party, we will party hard.
Yeah, everybody's bitching because Holly's not here. Sorry, Holly's not here.
She actually has a real job. She was off last week. That's why we're
all
to
right.
Get
her. Here we go. Fruit punch Four Loko for Tyler. Action. Go, go, go. Yes, sir! And a boy! When it's time to party, we will party hard. And everyone's asking about Juggalo Trey. Don't worry, he's here. So here's what we'll do. Nick, are you ready to pour a shot for everyone of the new stuff? Nick, go ahead and get that poured up. While we're waiting, new guy always gets a shot of what we had last week. So you get a double today.
I also get a shot of Fernet because I was out last week.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, so was Bo. So we've got Fernets coming up. We're going to run out of Fernet? That's the best news I've ever heard.
Yeah, that is great news.
It's vile. All right.
I think I can speak for Nick when I say our people probably don't make great alcohol.
One for Jerry. Jerry, come get on Twitch. You got to take your shots on Twitch. Colin, are you new here, Colin? How long have you worked here?
He works mornings.
3 or 4 weeks. Oh, you work with a morning show. So you guys are probably drinking Coors Lights in the mornings.
This guy's
Climb on, brother. Brother.
He's overqualified to be an intern here, actually.
Much like Josh Innes.
Yeah.
Much like Josh Innes, overqualified to be an intern. Was Nick here last Friday?
No, he was not.
Nick tried to sneak one by me, didn't he? Look at that.
That's right.
Hey, penalty. Add him to the wheel again.
Oh, yeah.
Agreed. Yeah.
That's a yellow card.
Good call. That's Fernet.
That's Fernet.
This is last week. Aaron's.
That is last week's, yeah.
And here is Nick's. I heard Nick was complaining about me causing his alcoholism. Nick was an alcoholic when I met him, so I feel like him trying to blame me for that is the most ridiculous thing ever.
I blame him. He's the shot guy. Every time we go to Vegas, let's do shots. Yeah.
I'm like, let's go have a couple beers. Nick's like, let's go do shots. I'm like, dude, I'm a 40-year-old man. I can't really do shots in Vegas anymore. I just can't hold up.
Yeah, but we do it.
Sometimes.
To keep him happy.
Yeah. Sometimes. All right, does everybody have their shots poured, Nick? Where's Brandon?
Pour a little bit in that one.
Oh, yeah, pour some in the mega shot. That mega shot's going to be so gross.
Already. From one
There's some more cups over there.
Okay, you're not allowed to do that, Tyler. He's got that trademark.
That's my thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
how did it taste, Tyler?
Aftertaste, not... I've had original Four Loko where it has the caffeine and everything in it. This, not really that bad.
I remember Jong did a Four Loko one time, and we thought he was going to die on air.
Yeah, but that was back when it had caffeine in the Four Loko. So this is just it's just regular booze just regular, now. Yeah. All right, we need Brandon in here.
Run, Will.
He's just hiding.
Run like the wind.
All right. Got to add Nick's name one more time to the Wheel of Death. Forgot about that.
I can verify his name is on there twice.
All right. Oh, Charles is here.
Oh.
And Charles wasn't here last week, so he gets a Fernet to start the party. There you go, bud.
I thought he was here last week.
No, Charles was here 2 weeks
ago.
He was
here 2 weeks ago, yeah.
It runs together when you drink this much.
All right. And you got one of these for Charles?
Yeah.
Okay, so Brandon's out. I'm taking his name off the Wheel of Death. So Charles' name has been added to the Wheel of Death. Brandon is removed. So, do we know how to zoom the camera here? Can we zoom in?
Yeah, Nick can.
Nick, well, all right.
Brandon would know how to do that.
All right, here we go. I want this to be considered fair and square. You zoom in on the wheel here. All right, kill the music, Aaron.
We almost got that sound effect right.
Jerry Bones! Chugging Four Loko! All right.
Big boy!
All right, Jerry! You prayed to the
Are you
going to
shotgun it?
No, he's doing that next segment. He's going to do that.
Yeah. All right.
So Jerry's the winner. We've got to do one more spin because somebody's got to take the mega shot. So
why do I feel like this is going to be me?
Well, at least you avoided the Four Loko.
Yeah,
that's what
I can handle. I can handle the mega shot a lot better than the four.
Is this considered the worst prize? Or did I?
I think you avoided the worst.
Yeah, that's probably the worst.
Yeah.
So Jerry is. I'm removing Jerry from the Wheel of Death. He's off. But now Tyler has a shot at this one because he's not going to. We're not going to make him chug two Four Lokos. But he is in the running for the mega shot.
Excuse me?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Are we ready again?
Seems fair.
All right. Here we go. Round two. Who will it be?
Fred.
It's Fred. Yeah! Fred gets the mega shot. Baby.
Why did I know this was going to happen?
Let's go.
This worked out perfectly. All right.
I don't know.
Pass out the shots, Nick. Let's start happy hour. We're all in a good mood. Except for the people who had Bengals minus six or Browns minus six last night, I did.
Jesus. Chugging Tyler.
Pass me one of those.
Well, would you like me to teach you how to shotgun it or?
No, don't shotgun that yet. You've got to do your burn it and your other stuff. What is this stuff again? Say it again. What's it called, Nick? Razonk, Arak Razuk.
Razuk.
Arak Razuk. This sounds dangerous. All right, are we ready, boys?
Oh, boy, that does not smell good.
Cheers to happy hour. Let's go, baby.
Oh, God.
Oh, God, it's one of the worst. That doesn't taste...
That tastes like
that's death.
That tastes like black licorice.
Yeah.
It tastes straight up black licorice.
Ugh.
I hate you, Tyler.
It tastes like black jelly beans.
You're a serial killer if you like black licorice.
Well, I like black jelly beans.
It tastes like black jelly
but
beans.
But this doesn't. This is not good.
Did you take your Fernet too, Jerry Bo? Okay. All right. We'll let him make it. All right. We got to take a break. We will be back. Happy hour continues. Four Loko and the mega shot by Fred coming up. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Cause it's about to get heavy. It's about to be hard.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Yeah! Kick it!
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number.
The taste won't go away.
No.
It's still there, and it's vile.
Yeah, no matter what you do.
Did the beer wipe it out, Fred? Have you tried
No, I'm saving that for after I have to do this other
the
shot.
The mega shot?
Yeah.
Any given surge says Trey's voice does not match his body. I don't know what kind of body you were expecting on Trey. Trey, I'd like to see you get in better shape, buddy. Are you really, though? No, I don't think you
Chugging
are.
Chugging beers on a Friday.
I want to see you last a long time. I'm trying to lose weight, too, and I've lost 13 pounds in the last 2 weeks. Yeah.
We're all kind of in the same boat here, Trey. You should just jump in with
us. I'm still fat, but it's a start, and that's all you can ask for.
I just want to say the burp between the Fernet and that new stuff is the worst thing.
Oh, okay. What'd you think of the Fernet?
Where's our Fernet, guys, for this week?
I just took it already.
Did you take your Fernet?
I did them back-to-back.
Okay, hey. So Nick, Charles, Colin,
and Bo
have to do their Fernet. So let's get on. Fernet. Let's get on cam and do
so
our Fernet
Nick
shots.
Needs one more,
right here, buddy. Right there. Don't you worry, I got some for you.
Oh God, this smells so hideous.
Y'all are lucky I didn't grab Uzo for this week.
I don't know. No, that was worse than Uzo.
Yeah, Uzo?
I gotta say, I think I'm very disappointed in my people because that may be the worst shot we've had.
It's really bad.
It's vile.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
What? Like, what would you? Does it mix with something? Like,
red jelly beans.
Why would you make that? Like,
hand me the bottle, Will.
I mean, I like black jelly beans too, and I'm disgusted by this.
You're a serial killer if you like black jelly beans.
Yeah. No surprise.
Like, you're shocked that I'm a serial killer.
Well, no, not really.
Don't sleep well tonight.
Arak-Razook Distillery. Actually, I don't even think that's the name of the spirit.
We don't know what the name is. Maybe it's that.
This is 100 proof, yes. 50%.
Tell Fred to read that.
Fred, no.
That was racist. That was racist. All right.
I recuse myself.
Same here. Let's hit our Fernet shots, you Fernet guys who were late. Fernet. Cheers, boys. And Bo has poured his Four Loko. Okay. Bo is going to have to stay here for about an hour before he drives home.
Well, he's not going anywhere because he's on late hits tonight, too. Let's go!
Okay.
Team Fernet.
Charles made it. Yeah. What did you guys like better, the Fernet or that other stuff that we drank?
Fernet, 100%.
Yeah, okay. No one likes the stuff we drank this week. Tyler, well done. Well done. Tyler picked a disgusting shot. Eventually, we're going to run out of things that are disgusting. And we've
There's a lot at Specs that I could have. that could have picked up.
And the guys at Specs, there's a couple of them that are kind of into what we're doing, so they've made some suggestions for me.
See, I didn't even. I went rogue.
Oh, really?
Did
you go to the big one downtown?
No, I went right here. Okay, Richmond.
Oh, that's like the hobo Specs.
Exactly. That's why they have the worst stuff.
Well, see, I asked them, and that's where they gave me the damn pineapple vodka.
So I'm going to talk to Courtney, because we talked to Tyler today. Tyler and I were talking about maybe getting some happy hour shot glasses made.
That's a good idea.
And then we can give some away as prizes on the show. So, you know, like we can have a couple. Because I think we've got to get a minimum of 100 made. And the truth is it'll probably come out of my pocket. So we'll... What we'll do is we'll give those away to people
I can
people
kick
who,
in on that, too.
All right. So people
you
who participate
pick them up at road shows.
It's only people who participate in happy hour. It's only people who are like, hey, I'm a happy hour guy.
But
I'm
how
do
are we
going to
have listeners come up here and do that?
They won't be able to use them here, but they'll be able to pick them up and take them home, and then they can take pictures of them doing shots on happy hour with us.
Well, yeah. What if it's we're doing,
I wish I was
what
part
if we're
of this
doing
brainstorming
a road show
session
on a Friday?
Why do you wish that?
Because I would say what we should do is do that as a giveaway is one listener per week can come in and do a shot with us.
We can't do that yet. That's the problem.
When COVID
ends,
I'm
glad to have people who don't work here up in studio, and we can have like a some kind of a contest
we'll
for that.
Week.
We'd have to have them tested and all that stuff.
Now it's just not possible.
Yeah, I'm saying post-COVID.
And I know it looks like a big wild-ass party in here, and it is at times, but these are all people who are here every day.
Right.
Although I just met Colin today, I'm not going to lie.
Well, I'm staying 10 feet away from him because he kind of reminds me of Boggs from Shawshank with hair. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so I'm kind of afraid of him.
Well, all right. So we're probably going to do those shot glasses, and we will, we'll give those away as prizes and stuff like that. So that'll be fun. And then, let's see.
Can we get 5 more people on Twitch to watch Fred take this?
Yeah, 5.
We're at 445. Okay, we get to 450. Yeah.
Bo, that's good enough. You chug your Four Loko.
Yeah, I'm not doing this until we get to 450.
To chug, I pulled this. So there. Not the best.
You're chugging, baby.
Hey, Red! As long as you get there.
Go! That fruit punch Four Loko.
Oh, God.
Put it back.
That's it right
Put
there.
It back. Yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
Oh! Yeah! Whoa! Oh! You got more. You got more. You got more.
You got more.
You're not done. You're not done.
Quit celebrating. Let's go. Let's yeah. go.
Do it,
Let's
man. Go.
That's like when you were celebrating the Browns covering last night. You got to finish the game.
Well, I was right there with him.
Me too. We all were.
There we go, Jared. Get it, girl. No, no. Get it, girl. No, don't put it down. Come on, man.
Puke and rally. Or actually, just
Let's
rally.
Go.
Don't puke.
If you puke, puke that way.
If Jerry, you're going to spew into this.
Come on, Jerry.
Give me that
crack. Oh, this is humiliating. This is humiliating. The Twitch viewers
Ooh,
are falling
did
off.
Did you hear that? That was like a bear.
There we go.
Remember Booger from the Nerd?
All right, finish it off. We're 39 away.
Got it.
When we hit 500, Fred chugs the mega shot. Jerry, there's a little bit left, bud.
Jerry, Fred.
Oh, that's a good idea.
No.
COVID.
We can't do that.
Yeah, I'm not tonguing any of you cats.
We're at 461, so 39 more folks. Fred chugs a shot that's got Ghost Pepper Tequila. It's got 2B60, the urine-colored liquor that we drank. The Arak Razook, the Fernet Branca, and the New Amsterdam Coconut Vodka. We're at 471 now, 29 more folks. I think we're almost there. Actually, you know what?
Fred, let's just do it.
Fred did say 450, so I guess
well,
we
didn't say I didn't say 450, but I'm okay with whatever. We're going to do
All
it
right,
anyway.
All right, here we go, baby.
All right.
The mega shot!
For those listening on
like
the on your actual radio, Fred looks like he is about
to throw up.
That was one of the worst reactions to a shot I've ever seen in my life. Fred's being a champ and
this is your doing. This is all you're doing.
So I think he's gonna.
I really
did
think I was gonna throw up halfway through.
Yeah, baby!
We all did.
I mean, it started coming up as it was going down at the same time. Beer.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. The Wheel of Death will continue. So what we're going to do is, because we've got all these, and I don't want to keep all these bottles in my office, we're just going to pour them all into one bottle.
An infinity bottle.
And so every week we'll get a little bit more poured in, and it's always going to be just a blend of disgusting liquors. And whoever hits on the wheel every week will have to take a mega shot.
Well,
so,
don't pour the keep that Razul out because
the Razul is too new. It's too new.
Yeah,
so
Josh needs that.
Josh Ennis is going to get some of that next week. Don't you worry, baby. But what we can do is these four, Nick, during this break, let's dump these four into one bottle. All right, I got to tell you guys. Can we kill the party music for a minute so I can make some money here? I got to tell you guys about Allstate. Allstate Siding and Windows. And listen, they came out to my house. They were safe. They were wearing masks. We were socially distanced, and they were still able to show me everything about their windows. Show me what was good with the windows. Don't pour the new stuff in there though. Okay, you've got that in your hand. That's the heavy one. That one. Yeah, leave that one in here. But they were able to show me what makes their windows different, and it really is amazing. And I'm excited to get their windows installed. They're Texas tough. They're built in Texas, so they're built for the Texas tough weather. Rain, wind, hail, all that stuff, all covered. Plus, you can save up to 40% on your electric bill. How about that? I'm going to be saving these bucks, baby. No interest for 2 years on any siding or window packages. Receive 30% off all windows, $2,500 off siding as well. Like I said, home appointments and virtual appointments, if that's what you're more comfortable with, it's all available. Family run for four generations. Allstate Siding and Windows. For hurricane impact windows, call them today, 832-204-1936. That's 832-204-1936 or allstatesidingandwindows.com.
Everybody! Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
Come on. Come on. Yeah.
is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Yeah, I think the Galveston Island Barrel-Aged Stout is fantastic, and that is what is getting this horrible taste out of my mouth.
The Mega Shot bottle smells good.
Well, you know what? It's a different color than the one I had. It's darker.
It's whiskey colored.
Well, the mixture is different. Because okay. They just poured everything in.
Just you got to pull it. You're like twisting. It's a pull top. There you go.
It smells kind of like a candle.
You want to try it?
No.
You want to try the first new Mega Shot?
No.
You were sad that you didn't get the Four Loko.
Yeah, that's different.
All right.
Didn't Tyler say he was going to hit that IPA too at some point? Off the air with you and me, AJ?
I didn't hear him say that. What IPA? Oh, yeah.
The one right in front of you.
Where is Tyler back to work?
I don't know. He's working. I think he's surviving.
Tyler did say he was going to snorkel that IPA. So I don't know where he is, but
I cannot get this out of my throat.
Dude, I'm telling you now, you are getting a lot of love today, buddy. People are proud of you
really?
Taking that mega shot. You were supposed to snorkel that old IPA.
I just...
Dude, you said you were going to do it.
Hey, man, I was just doing what we agreed to do.
Yeah.
You know, I mean that's
it was your turn on the wheel of death. You shook it like a champ.
I'm not gonna back out of something.
Hey, somebody is this go happening get the here? Pink straws over there.
Is this happening?
On my desk.
93Q is stealing the Blitz's thunder by broadcasting their lame happy hour broadcast on Facebook. Is that happening?
Oh, you little bitches.
I'm about to go find out.
93Q, 93Q is a bunch of crybaby, first of all. They're the ones who they cried when I posted the when I got
corn
dog
chips. You reposted it.
Someone sent it to me.
Okay,
but she had already posted.
She posted the corn dog picture for about 10 seconds, and one of our fine listeners screenshot it and sent it to me. And that corn dog photo, I simply posted the picture and said, "Please Photoshop." And
no, please caption.
No, I think I said please photo. Or no, give me your best Photoshop.
I thought you said captions.
No, because I was looking for the best Photoshop, okay. And there was tons of good ones, and they were all very, 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 very. I don't know what the word would be, but vulgar, I guess, is the best I could do.
Yeah, some of them were.
But and you know, I guess like that chick, her kids were in high school, and people were posting the picture on their lockers at high school. And at first they tried to like bully me into taking it down. And I was like, no, I'm not taking it down. I found it on social media. All I did was post a picture. And then when I heard about her kids getting made fun of and stuff, I was like, okay, I feel a little bit bad. But I told Dave, who was my boss at the time, I said, they have to ask me nicely to take it down. And so their management asked me nicely to take it down, and then they blocked me on all social media. So if I go to 93Q's Twitter right now, which is, does anybody know offhand?
I don't see it. I was at their Facebook page. I don't see any happy hour video or anything like that. So
Where's Erica work? 93Q, right?
93Q.
Mm. Yeah, she's the one.
She's at 93Q.
Are they the ones? No. The new 93Q Houston. Maybe they've unblocked me.
No.
Oh, no, they've started a new page. This only has 255 followers.
Well, let's go back to the old one then.
I don't know what it is though. 93Q Houston. That's the one I found. That's the brand new.
Hey, could one of you guys get me some water out of there? Yeah.
The new 93. Okay, so I've got 93Q Houston. This is the new 93Q. Oh, the reason it's not popping up is because I'm still blocked, almost certainly. Let's see. Oh, yeah, I'm blocked. So I can't click on their page because I'm blocked. Because they were mad at me because I posted a picture of their star. And they acted like big giant
babies. Yeah, who had tweeted it out herself.
Right. And now they're stealing our bit? No, hell no.
That's a legend. I haven't seen it. I went through their Instagram and their Facebook and didn't see it.
Yeah, I think somebody...
Can we zoom in on this?
Zoom in, Trey.
No, don't trust Trey on the camera.
Not Trey. Where's... we need Nick.
We Trey, need Nick. Do you know how to zoom the camera?
No, I don't. No, no, yeah, you guys don't mess with the camera. We've already had one person break it.
Only Nick can do it.
Nick or Tyler.
Or Tyler, yeah. Here we go. This is the picture that I asked people to Photoshop. Lamont keeps receipts. And that was the picture. It was a Verica Rico. This is how normal people eat corn dogs, apparently. She didn't mean that in a sexual way at all. So when listeners sexualized it, it was very, very offensive. And now they're stealing our bit, those bastards.
But do they have somebody doing this, AJ?
Yeah, let's. All right, here we go.
Let's see
that. You made
this.
Me forget about that. All right, here's the, so what do you call this method of drinking? Get the mic, Tyler.
So this is, I believe, a snorkel.
And what? Tell people what that is. Tell people about snorkeling.
So you take a straw, and you can only do it in a bottle, obviously.
You have it hiding
behind
the...
Take a straw, you put it in. The flexi straws work best.
Okay.
And where the air comes in, it pushes the beer down while it's upside down. So it's essentially shotgunning a beer.
Okay, let's see it. Now, this is an IPA that was once great, but now it's like a year old. And IPA, for people who don't know...
Yeah, don't age IPAs.
IPAs are the beer that you least want to age.
Okay, if you're looking at this, 4X, DH, Envy, yeah.
On V.
One of the best IPAs I've ever had
Delicious.
In my life.
A year ago.
Literally bottled on 9/18/19.
Now, we're not going to say what store you got it at.
I won't. I will say the brewery, though. Parrish Brewing, come get your mans, okay?
Yeah, don't let that happen, Parrish. All right, here we go. Here's Tyler. Snorkeling. Let's go, baby.
Wow. Who is this guy?
There we go. Is it gross? Or is it, did it hold up? It's really,
really good.
There you go. All right, well.
Can we all just say, though, that Tyler is the new champion here? I mean,
Tyler's the man.
I mean, without a doubt.
He's a happy hour OG.
As great as you and I have been at this over the years, I you know.
One of my fortes is drinking, Fred. Well, I don't know if you know that.
Guess what? Us too. But,
I know.
But I got to tell you, I've always been proud of the fact that I could sit down at a table and pretty much outdrink anybody.
Yeah, your days of that are long gone.
They're gone. Nope. Tyler's
I've seen it happen. I've seen the fall of Athens. There was a day where I was like, oh my god, Fred is like a master.
I'm a machine. I was a machine. Now I'm 43-year-old Tom Brady.
I've seen the decline, and then it's like now after a few shots, Fred's like,
I have no idea.
He's like Billy Madison getting out of the pool. Hey, penguin! It's like, oh, Fred, you've had two beers, and you're talking to an imaginary penguin.
But I do that a lot, though.
I'm trying to block the burps, but it's not working.
All right.
I'm very proud of you, Tyler. I'm really glad that the right person is getting this title.
Strong showing. Excellent. Strong showing. And Trey, Trey was actually disappointed he didn't get to chug a Four Loko today.
Spin the wheel again.
Oh.
We don't have any more Four Loko.
You want
to snorkel an IPA? You just chug it.
I'll
with
show
a straw.
You. It's easy.
Here we go.
Well, you got to go get the IPA, though.
Where's it at? In the fridge?
There's two in the fridge. I think there's one on.
You might what?
He might spew.
Yeah, okay, you're talking off mic again. We talked about this.
Yeah, you have to talk on the mic.
Yeah, we talked about this, Trey. This isn't what.
Yeah, I might have to get way back because there might be some.
You can
spillage.
Stand. There's a trash can right there.
Yeah,
we got you covered.
Yeah,
thank you.
Just
all right, go get the beer.
Please don't throw up because if somebody else throws up, I will instantly throw up. I have that reaction, and that's not from drinking. That's just I get when people throw up around me. I will throw up.
We're not doing that, Ron Diggs.
We're
not doing that.
Lots of love for you right there, Tyler.
Somebody said pepper spray me. I'm not
No. Tyler, listen, Tyler's been a made guy.
Now, Tyler will drink pepper spray.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
He'll take a shot.
I already have the ghost pepper.
Yeah. But you'll take a shot of pepper spray like it's Bactine, right?
Nope. Will not do that.
Come on.
We don't need the big
trash can.
Jeez. They're bringing a big trash can. We got a trash can right here.
I don't know about Jack. I'm not sure about him. I'm questioning Jack. Are you guys... Do you guys trust Jack?
No.
He wears cargo shorts.
Yeah. He's a mole. He's a mole.
And he's a ginger.
Yeah. Wait,
what's wrong with cargo shorts? You can put all your stuff in your side pockets. It's so easy and convenient.
Okay, you know what? I'll say this because I've had two shots. Jack's a weird. Yeah.
Man.
He's officially a weird.
Jack, are you on the payroll here or are you an intern?
I am on the payroll.
Is it, not mine, though. Larson's, right?
Yes, I'm on.
Formerly one of our interns.
But you interned for us.
Yes, I did. I worked my way up.
Okay.
Man, he actually did a good job on Sports Map.
You worked
back
your
in the
way
day,
up.
But
you worked your way off our station. That's not up.
I'm not on the other station.
Yeah,
man.
I know. You went the wrong way. Right, Nick? You went the wrong way. All right. Here's Juggle. You know what? We're going to hit a break. We're some sort of professionals. When we come back, Juggalo Trey is going to snorkel an old IPA. And then we're going to spin the wheel. Somebody's going to take a mega shot.
I love it. Although I think I get to be eliminated from it this time.
Fred's eliminated from the mega shot.
And I think Bo.
Fred, Tyler, and Bo are free from the mega shot.
I think we're free. Okay.
All right.
All right, quick break. We'll be right back. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5, broadcasting safely with our masks from Boomer Naturals.
Order now at BoomerNaturals.com and use promo code ESPN Houston for 20% off.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And I kind of feel like I just smoked half a joint right now. I'm just like, everybody love everybody, man. I'm all chill.
You feeling good?
Everybody love everybody.
Well, now that I've gotten that crap taste out of my mouth, thanks to this really great barrel-aged stout from Galveston Island Brewing.
Actually, you actually drank something tasty today.
Yeah.
Can you pour me a little
bit? Yeah, I can pour you some of that.
Oh, you're a...
So. All right. So here is the list for the mega shot. Myself. I want everybody to see that my name is on there, right? I don't want you guys to think I'm cheating.
I can verify. AJ.
Juggalo Trey is on the list. Dr. Intern. Nick. Dr. Intern.
Dr. Intern's way overdue here.
Jack.
Yeah, he is.
Weird Jack. I'm going to change his name to Weird Jack. Actually, how
no,
about...
No, no, no. Simple Jack.
Simple Jack.
Yeah. Oh, no!
Charles, Colin, Dr. Intern, and Nick. That's the...
See, I know you didn't give Charles a nickname because you're scared of him.
Well, yeah. Charles is a giant man. What am I trying to do? Piss off Charles? All right, so are we, Nick, can we zoom in? We got to see who's going to take the first. So what we've done here is we've taken all our old shots and mixed them in one bottle. And
give it a good shake.
This is the mega shot now. And no, we can't do that.
That mic
would
isn't
no.
on, Trey.
So,
you have to talk into the mic,
hello.
Trey.
Or that tray right there. Or that mic. Give this one to Tyler.
I just don't want to break the mic.
Right, don't touch it. So this is the new mega shot. Every disgusting alcohol we get, we're going to start pouring a little bit of. We're going to start pouring a little bit into it.
We have a gross so, infinity bottle.
Firestone Walker Brewing does something like this with their annual beer. They do a. They basically pour a little bit of last year's beer into this year's, and they keep it going forever.
Yeah, and actually, those are pretty good, though.
They're delicious.
Nice.
This, probably not delicious. So, I need a clean shot glass, and let's spin the wheel. Who's going to get the first shot from the Mega Shot bottle? Who will it be? Round and round we go. Son of a bitch.
Oh! You thought you were clear.
Look at the fireworks.
No, honestly, I thought it was going to be Simple Jack. I did.
How was it not Dr. Intern? He had three spots on the wheel.
You know, AJ,
hey, go
AJ.
Buy some lottery tickets tonight.
Yeah. I do think.
Go on, there we go. Okay.
I do think maybe we need to rethink these rules since it's our damn show. We ought to have a little bit of an advantage on this.
We did have an advantage.
Yeah,
you weren't on the wheel. I had one spot out of like 11 or 12.
You know what? I think all these guys should get two on the wheel just for being here.
Well,
because we invited them into our home.
Here's what we'll do. Next week, everyone will have two spots on the wheel except for me, you, and Jerry, who lost on the wheel this week.
Right. And Tyler.
And me.
You guys didn't lose on the wheel.
No. No. I shotgun every week. So if I have to do
all right,
that.
You get one spot, too. Aaron, you get two spots.
No, this is still my show.
Yeah, you get
two
spots. No,
it's not your show.
Yes, it is.
It's
you
my
get two
show.
Spots. No.
No,
it's neither one of your shows. It's my show.
Running.
Yeah. So Aaron's on twice, but Josh, who's not here today.
Three times.
He'll be on three times.
Yeah.
So, and Dr. Intern hopefully will be on time, or he'll be on three times
and
again.
And all the
as
interns
well.
Are on three times now.
No, we can't do that. Times. We can't
no,
do all
the interns.
No, you
don't put me on their level.
I mean, yeah, ooh, you're on the same level as Nick.
What okay, Colin is here because he worked the previous shift. Charles is here because I'm trying to get him hours. Will is here because he requested the shift. So that's why
Will
those three interns
are
here.
Why is Jack here?
Jack's not an intern.
Are you
okay.
on,
He's working
are you
on the
working
network.
Right now? Are you on the clock, Jack?
O-S.
Oh,
drinking on the clock. Hopefully,
okay, I'm going to have to text Craig Larson here. Give me a minute.
Oh.
I'm going to rat you out,
no
brother.
No snitching on happy hour, guys. No
okay, fine.
On happy hour. All right, let's see. Everybody's saying stop stalling and drink. Here you go.
Cheers.
Mega shot.
Regulation size?
It was over the blue line.
Yeah, it was.
Go to the
he didn't say it.
You gotta go to the other one.
He didn't say it. No. He stopped himself. He's a professional.
I touched it just in case.
I'm telling you.
Fred feels his pain right now. Look at Fred's
No,
face.
I know what he's going through.
It does taste like a dentist's office, except there's burn at the end.
Well, that's where the ghost pepper tequila really gets you this time. It didn't when it was just the tequila. But when it's mixed with this crap, I mean, that stuff like burned my entire esophagus. Word of the day.
Good news. My wife is going out to drink margaritas tonight with her lady friends, so I'm in charge of the children.
Oh, good luck.
Party.
Kids, it's about time you had your first shot.
Time for a lesson.
This is where we're going to find out if you like alcohol or not.
Man, that's not good.
No.
But I'll be honest, it might be a little bit better than the straight of the stuff we
took
today.
Well, it would have been worse if that was in it.
Well, next week we're going to add some of it.
Well, I know.
This is going to get worse over time.
But it's bad.
You know what we need?
But it's not as bad as I thought it would be. It was just the burn that I couldn't get rid of.
We should put it in a deep south barrel.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
I've got
a couple
extra.
We
have those in the promo closet.
Okay. You know what we need? If Jason Braddock's listening, can you bring another bottle of that menthol tobacco?
We also need some Malort.
Malort's gone.
I can go buy another bottle.
Yeah, but then Malort's no fun anymore. We've done it. Malort Aquavit is gone.
There's a little bit here.
And... Oh, well, dump that in the mega shot for sure. But Malort Aquavit and menthol tobacco flavored vodka.
Dude, we can get the menthol tobacco flavored vodka for $8 or whatever
it's
for a big box.
$3.
Well, that's for the small bottle.
That's
well,
all we need
is a small bottle.
Well, no, but like the 7-liter thing.
Because we just need something to pour in here.
Ah.
Yeah. All right. What was the worst shot you took in the Army, AJ?
Oh, Braddock says done deal. He'll bring some.
All right. There we go, Jason. Yeah, I don't know what the worst shot I took in the Army was. I drank horrible booze in the Army, and I drank... You could get Mickey's Fine Malt Liquor, the 40-ounce Big Mouth, for $1.50 at the PX. And also, mind you, I was in the Army from age 17 to 20. So... to 21. 17 to 21. So I was just drinking whatever I could get my hands on. But I like if you drink three Mickey's Fine Malt Liquors, 40 ounces, you're there when you're 17, 18 years old and you weigh 145, 150 pounds.
In my age, it was the Schlitz Malt Liquor 40s. And you do three of those? Yeah.
I thought
and
Mickey's
same thing.
Were roofies.
No. All right. Last thing we've got for happy hour is Trey snorkeling this IPA.
Oh, here we go. Everybody wants to know if Bo's okay.
Jerry, you good, buddy?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm fine. I'm a hostage help.
That is the worst I'm fine I've ever seen.
That means I'm not fine.
Exactly.
All right, here we go, Trey. You ready? Let's go, baby.
Oh, God, no!
Boo!
Oh, my God. Why did I know that was going to happen?
up.
Oh. Boo!
Trey did not do as well with that snorkel and spewed it all over the studio.
How disappointing.
Fred had to get up and leave because Fred was going to throw up just at the idea of somebody over-chugging. So, that's just
Aaron, give him a score here.
Listen to the radio.
1 through 10.
Trey has IPA in his hair. You do look like a wet dog.
Not quite, but yeah, maybe.
As long as it wasn't vomit, because if that was vomit, I was going to throw up right on top of it.
You got to finish it now, though.
Yeah.
Let's try again. Let's go.
COVID. Can't do it.
Go. Go. Go, Trey.
Just don't throw up, please.
Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go.
He's getting close.
You know what? Here we go. He's got it. He's got it. He just needed to get through that initial read, and then he's got it. Yeah.
All right. Good job.
Look at that. Okay.
Okay, can you guys get that trash can away from me, though?
He didn't throw
up. No, but the smell is killing me.
Grab the trash can.
He's wiping his whole face down.
To the kitchen, please.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because I think I told you that story. We were flying to Toronto, and as we were landing, this little kid tries to get up to go to the bathroom, and they won't let him. And he pukes all over the aisle. And I mean, it's just going everywhere because the plane's bouncing up and down. And I couldn't help it, man. I just start barfing like crazy. Oh my God.
That is probably...
What?
That was gold, Trey.
That was one of the greatest things
ever
witnessed.
This is a good happy hour, boys. This is a good happy hour.
Yeah.
All right, guys. We got to do some real work now, though. So we'll see you all next week for happy hour.
But
hopefully
stick around.
Some of you listen to the show.
Stick around because we got some good stuff.
We're going to do our show now.
You know what we got today? We got Craig Way at 5:15.
We do.
We got Eric Berger to talk about this damn tropical depression that's going to jump all over us.
Is that coming here?
It looks like it, yeah. And Danny Roman in the 6 o'clock hour. And NFL picks. And I'm actually going to go against Bo.
That's awful. That's...
It takes a while to get rid of it. I'm actually going to go against Bo on one of his plays today, which is one of the first times I can remember that happening. So,
I got to talk to Jerry about some plays. I heard John this morning, John Granato, who was like, I'm going to go and divulge a secret here. My favorite NFL play this week is the Giants plus 5.5.
I'm with you. 100%.
John Granato loves the Bears. He was like all Bears. And I'm telling you, man.
Isn't John from Chicago?
Yeah.
Okay.
Giants looked like ass. Don't get me wrong. But I think the Steelers are really good.
Yeah.
The Bears should have lost to the Lions. And if not for the Lions losing their top three corners.
And a drop pass in the end zone.
I mean, the Lions should have beat the Bears.
Yeah. By a couple touchdowns, actually.
I'm catching points with a team I think is just better. I've got the better quarterback. I feel a lot better. So I'm going against Johnny G.
Love it. You know what? You, me, and Bo are on the same page on that one.
I'm going to tell you guys about Boomer Naturals, boomernaturals.com. Listen, if you we all need a mask now. You can't go anywhere without a mask. You got to have one. That's just the deal. And if you don't have – or if you've got a mask, you want one that's going to work. So if you're going into a restaurant, especially now as restaurants open back up a little more, all these things are opening back up a little bit more, you want something – you guys, can you keep it down just a little? So if you're going into these places, you want to be protected. Boomer Naturals masks, they're going to protect you. It's not like putting a T-shirt over your face. They've got the nano silver woven in, so you're protected from the droplets and the particles and the viruses and the demons and all of that stuff. It's not going to get in your nose and mouth where you don't want it. Another great thing, they donate. They're donating a face covering for every order at BoomerNaturals.com. Use promo code Hoffman. You'll get 20% off your order. How about that? And if you don't want to order online, no big deal. You can go to CVS. They've got them there at CVS. Boomer Naturals masks, BoomerNaturals.com. Make sure you use promo code Hoffman to save 20% at BoomerNaturals.com. DJ's pulling up to the prize. He's trying to get a little bit tipsy. Don't stop, make it pop.
ESPN 97.5.